The study will be conducted at the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center in collaboration with UC Davis, the county's Environmental Health Office, and other partners. Brock Dolman, the OAEC's program director, says they are out to answer a basic question.
Do we have existing technologies that can render human waste pathogen-free and safe and can then be reused in a way that's healthy and protects environmental resources as well as human health and safety?
This will be a comparative analysis conducted over 3 years or more of three new competing models of composting toilets. A sample of each of the three models will be installed in three buildings at the center's Hillside campus.
There's some new manufactured products out there of companies that have been really researching this and honing it. We want to basically give those a test drive with some rigor and some research so that we can hopefully substantiate the safety and usefulness of this technology towards a broader implementation and adoption in society overall.
Although they differ in their details, Dolman explains they each use the same essential process.
You're going to deposit your waste into a chamber, and we add other carbon material. It could be wood shavings, peat moss, and that helps soak the moisture up and increase the amount of carbon. And then life in the system begins to break that material down. The warmer the compost is, the faster the biology can break these molecules down.
James Johnson, an environmental health specialist with the county's planning and permits department, says their concern is not so much with the composting process, but what results at the end of it.
It's going to be treated as septage, what you would send out into a septic tank and then into your leach field. This will be buried, and before it gets buried, they're going to be testing it for fecal coliforms, salmonella, enteric viruses, and the eggs of a hookworm. If those things all are killed or at least incapacitated so that they aren't harmful to humans or other wildlife, then we would consider that a success and could possibly permit them.
Modern sewage treatment systems do all of that, but Miriam Vallott, who is a soil scientist and policy project manager for the Occidental Center, adds that they hope the new composting toilets will be able to do even more.
We're currently working with folks at UC Davis to look at what the feasibility of us actually testing for those emerging contaminants and phytochemicals and whether or not the composting can actually take care of that. Can we actually break down the pathogens and also parasites? But we're also looking at what's the nutrient makeup of the compost that's left so that we understand what the product actually is. And then once we have some of those answers, we'll move into, is composting then not only safe, but can it also increase public health through doing some things that our current wastewater system can't?
Once the health questions are answered, there are other societal benefits that could result from the wider adoption of composting toilets. We'll look at those possibilities tomorrow.
We think we're on the cutting edge of a 1,000-year-old idea here.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.